You're listening to SBS News.
74-year-old Kon Pavlou remembers leaving Cyprus in 1956 when he was just 9 years old on a journey to be reunited with his father in Sydney.
I do actually, yes, I do. The first time I went on a big boat, when I left Limassol in Cyprus, I thought I was still in the city. In those years, it used to take us something like 35, 40 days to get to Australia. But I do remember our first port of call was Fremantle, where we stayed a couple of days, then went to Melbourne and they brought us to Sydney by train.
More than 60 years later, he has been awarded with a Medal of the Order of Australia, or OAM, as part of the Queen's Birthday Honours for his service to the multicultural community. His volunteering work started in Sydney in the 1970s through his local church before he became heavily involved in community sport.
Yeah, towards the end of 1975, we got a new priest at the St. Spiron Church, and he was looking for ways to attract the younger parents. So in those years we had Greek afternoon schools, and from those Greek afternoon schools we formed 8 teams. They used to play in their own little competition against each other.
Now the club he helped form is known as the Southeast Eagles and has more than a dozen teams. Mr. Pavlou was president for 30 years and is also a former member of the Greek Australian Sports Hall of Fame Committee. But his proudest achievement is helping establish the St. Spiridon College.
We started off in 83 with 46 students, and now we're up to 800 students. We started with 3 classrooms, first, second and kindy, and now we're fully into high school, of course. And as I said, we've got close to 800 students. That's one of the proudest moments or achievements that we did at through St. Spiridon Church.
He has started to wind back his involvement now, but still enjoys being around the club where his grandchildren are now playing.
I don't know, I think I honestly believe that some people are born to help others, to be honest, and I just like to help people where I can, in any way that I can help them, you know.
Also on the honours list is Yvonne Weldon, recognised for her service to the Indigenous community. The Sydney councillor has strong ties to Wiradjuri country in Cowra, west of Sydney, but grew up in Sydney. She says it's special to be made a member of the Order of Australia.
I'm so humbled by being recognised for what I have done my entire life, like so many of my elders have done their lives. And what they have done in their lives, they have done it for me and so many others. So it's such an honour to be recognised, but also to be able to give back.
Yvonne Weldon became the first Indigenous councillor in Sydney when she was elected in December 2021 and is deputy chair of the New South Wales Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council. She says the challenges her ancestors faced, particularly the Stolen Generations, drives her to be a strong advocate for Indigenous issues.
And I think about my mum, when she, she grew up on a mission and she used to have to hide from the welfare so that they didn't take her as well. But, there's so many memories of my family that lived to tell the stories of so many of them that were taken. And, the fact that my mum recalls being sat down to be counted, to be included after the 67 referendum, after being born in a segregated part of Cowra Hospital, is so telling in today's age how far we have come, but how much further we need to go.
And she hopes the next generation can benefit from her work.
They also want to know about your journey and that connection with, our mobs as well is an important part of that yarn. But really, for me, it's about showing that it is possible to achieve. And I'm certainly, achieving the best way I possibly can. And I've had some great supporters, from many different walks of life. And I hope that, that continues with these young kids into their future.
Sean Wales, SBS News.